This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're annoyed because there's no closure.
I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
That we are here again this morning with no resolution to this Carlos Beltran thing. And I'm even extra annoyed because you started to see things turn. As Boomer has said before, the winds are shifting on certain guys. Like, he felt the winds shift on Pat Shurmur. And now I believe when you hear a Buster-only report about the winds shifting and how they're wavering on Carlos Beltran, that now it has turned to that they're most likely going to fire him. That's the way that it feels right now. I don't know if they are or not because they're not saying anything. And I don't necessarily blame them for not coming to a resolution at this point. I wish they would just come out and say something like, we are gathering all the information. We will let you know in a couple of days when we're comfortable with our decision. But the fact that we are still here, and there's people like Mark Teixeira screaming and yelling that Carlos Beltran has to be fired, and the Mets have no choice but to fire him, and then gets the GM's name wrong when he's talking about the Mets, is just making my brain melt. You cannot, if you are the Mets, fire Carlos Beltran. Have some conviction with your hire. Have some stones and stick with the guy. And if you're one of these people, like Mark Teixeira, like people who call this radio station, fans of other teams, or even a Mets fan, that says that there's no way Carlos Beltran could stick around because he's a cheater, then turn your anger to all of the players that were involved and then call for their heads too. Altuve, cut him. Correa, cut him. Springer, cut him. How about the two guys on the Mets that were there?
Cut him.
J.D. Davis and Jake Mrazek, cut them too. If you're one of these people that now, all right, we got Lou now, we got Hinch, we got Cora, now we're after Beltran, then go after the damn players too. And the only reason that the players aren't touched in this is because the commissioner doesn't want to deal with the litigious nonsense that he would have to deal with the Players Association. So you're telling me now that Carlos Beltran, because he retired and then got a job with the Mets, and in between was with the Yankees, he has to lose his job with another organization, and these players can just go out there and just collect every penny, go about their careers, face a little bit of criticism, and that's that. That's the way we're going to do this? Nonsense. And I also think that anybody who is predicting the future, and we don't know, I don't know, you don't know, nobody has any idea what the hell is going to happen, but everybody is talking as if the future for the Mets, if they keep Carlos Beltran, is going to be filled with questions. All the time. It's going to be relentless. Relentless. No, it's not. Now, I don't know exactly how it's going to go, but we have a history of watching these baseball seasons take shape. And what do we say about baseball managers all the time? They talk too much, and they're surrounded by the same guys every day. You're telling me every day that Mike Puma and Christine Ackert and whoever surrounded this team and Steve Gelbs and all the same gaggle of dudes and people are going to be around Carlos Beltran. Hey, what about the sign-stealing thing? Hey, Carlos, hey, Skip, over here, sign-stealing, sign-stealing, sign-stealing. It will be over if the Mets handle it the right way, which is keep him, hold a press conference, have him stand there for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, however long it takes, and have him tell the truth about what happened. Let everybody exhaust every question out of their system, and that's it. So the fact we are still sitting here, you got a Mike Piazza ceremony down in Port St. Lucie where this stupid sign-stealing Carlos Beltran cloud is going to be over it, and we still don't know an answer. I hope, and I don't know if it'll happen, but I hope that the Mets stand up to this and do not cave. The Mets didn't hire Carlos Beltran because he knew how to steal signs. The Mets hired him because they thought he was going to be a good manager who could collaborate, as Brody always says, with the players. And he was someone that could take them to the next level, something that Mickey Callaway could not. If you still believe that, then keep him there. And if you think that Carlos Beltran's going to go and cheat, here's another thing that I've heard I don't know how many times. Well, if the Mets do well, everybody's going to assume that they're cheating. If you're an idiot, you'll assume that they're cheating. If you're brain dead, because Carlos Beltran, after all of this, if he keeps his job, do you think he's going to set up some camera system to steal signs for the Mets in 2020? If he does, then fire him at that point. Show me the proof, and then Carlos Beltran turns into the dumbest guy on earth. We just get obsessed with these things, and then we are neck deep in them, and then we forget the way that the world works. This right now has caught our attention. In 2 months, in 2 days, and maybe even in 2 hours, it'll be something else. This isn't a lingering situation. And I hope that Brody, when he stood in front of everybody at the GM meetings and said, this is a Houston problem, this is not a New York Mets problem, stands by that. Will he? God knows. But they're wavering now. You're clapping.
I am giving you a hand because I could not have said that better myself. Everything you just said is everything that's gone through my mind for the last 24 hours, including the fact that we are sitting here and the Mets haven't done anything or said anything, and you're hearing the reports. The one thing I would say about the winds of change, see, I really don't. I said this yesterday, I'll say it again. I feel like while some people might be upset, the majority of people I talk to, I'm Met fans for the most part, in terms of Beltran keeping him, not keeping him, the majority of them, well, actually all of them that I've spoken to, think it's ridiculous for the Mets to fire him. I haven't met, and we don't even know if he'd be a good manager. It's not even like this is,
sure,
you know, Joe Torre of the 90 Yankees or the 2000s Yankees. This is a guy who's going to be a first-time manager. But the idea that you're going to let him go for something that happened 3 years ago on another team, to me, is absolutely absurd. So I'm with you 100% in every single thing you just said, including cut all the players. Get rid of them. All right, Mr. Crane, you're embarrassed for your organization. Good. Start over.
Right.
Let's have a new 25-man rotation, roster, and get rid of everybody and start fresh because everybody was a part of it.
Right, especially if you're one of these people that thinks that Carlos Beltran needs to be punished for this by losing his job with the Mets. Then be consistent. Because Carlos Beltran was a player then. He wasn't a manager then.
Right.
He's a manager now with a different team. So if you think that Carlos Beltran needs to lose his job, then that means that you think all the players should lose their jobs too. Just because he retired after the season doesn't mean that he's now more in the crosshairs.
And I know you said it wasn't a good example or a good comparison because the sports are different and the importance of the guys at the top are different. Fair enough, but you know, you had a guy in New Orleans who still has his job when one of his assistant coaches was in charge of a game, essentially, where he paid players to hurt other players. He's able to keep his job. That's okay. But stealing signs, which we do anyway, and it's widely accepted, but because they crossed the line, we're going to fire everybody. This makes no sense to me on any level. It really doesn't. The suspension, fine. And I think the suspension of a year, a little harsh. But fair enough. You want to suspend a guy for a year? I think you sent the message. If anybody else does it, you're an idiot. Because it can cost you a full year, and I guess now in some cases your job. But to me, the two are comparative in terms of what level we're talking about and what it exactly is. We are talking about stealing signs, something that has been done for a I mean, you go back to the 1950s with the Giants. They were using military scopes to do this. You have we were talking yesterday about Jose Bautista with a guy in the crowd using a Bluetooth and a cell phone. You have the Apple Watch, and everybody laughed. All of a sudden, now this is the why, because they won the World Series? Okay, fine. We'll give you 100 examples why it might have helped a little bit. Also didn't help in other spots.
Major League Baseball screwed the Mets in a big way, too, because now it's up to them to have the moral compass in this scandal to move on from their manager or not. And I hate that, because Carlos Beltran's name was named, and he wasn't punished by Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred was consistent in everything he said in a memo, followed through on those things, said it will be the general manager, it will be the manager who gets punished if you're caught for these things. But then they throw in Carlos Beltran's name in this memo.
in the investigation and in that report, and now the Mets have to deal with it. And it is not a good enough reason to fire a guy if you think that the media scrutiny is going to be too much or the fan scrutiny is going to be too much. Stop. How weak are we? I mean, the fact that Mark Teixeira, one of the things he said yesterday was, well, it's going to be so tough because the New York Post, the Daily News will be all over him all the time.
No, they won't.
First of all, I don't believe that the tabloids and the papers are going to be all over him for a long period of time. I think that that goes away just like all the talk of this goes away when the season starts and spring training starts. That will be over. But are you just going to run from negativity? You just hired the guy. And this guy has a great history with your organization. Outside of that whole, you know, Fred Wilpon, you know, deal with the injury, and he said that some idiot gave him a whole bunch of money, if you remember that whole deal. But they made up, and yep, they hired him as a manager. He's got a great history with the Mets. He stood up there at a press conference, talked about how great of a leader he was going to be, and brought his family up there. Now all of that changes? All of it? Because you're afraid of the questions? That just shows weakness to me if they go in that direction. The Red Sox didn't have a choice. The Astros didn't have a choice. Major League Baseball suspended those guys. Well, they will suspend Alex Cora. We'll see how long it is, but he doesn't even have a job anymore. Those were suspensions. Carlos Beltran was not disciplined for this by Major League Baseball. It's not up to the Mets to have to decide this thing.
I agree, not fair. And for, you know, for an organization that's dealt with so much in the last 10 years, you know, whether it's been finances or other things, it's surprising to me that, you know, I thought when this first happened, I'm not saying that I never thought this was a possibility, because I guess there was always that small little thought that I wonder if they would go in this. Once Cora got fired, thinking, are the Mets going to follow suit with this? And I'm like, nah. I think this is Beltran. You go back to the Van Wagenen quotes, which I think you mentioned before, when they first hired him. What happened in Houston happened in Houston. We're going forward. And I am surprised because, like I said to you, I don't feel like the majority believes this. I mean, there are certain things that you can, the Pat Shurmur thing, you know, if you listen to this radio station and you watch the football team play every week, you could sense that something had to change because the team was bad. They had a historic losing streak and the people calling this radio station were going crazy for his job, and it was enough because they couldn't win a football game. Understood. And you could, and the papers were every day about Shurmur trying to save his job in the middle of the season. This to me, you know, I said to Al, warm-up show between 5:45 and 6, Stefan Bondi, and of course you would have thought I would have kept it here, had a really good post last night, I thought. It was, again, I'm paraphrasing because I turned my computer off, but it was something along the lines of, must be hard to summon all this fake outrage over stealing signs.
Yeah, sign stealing. Yeah.
Oh, right, sign stealing. Right. I thought it was spot on.
Yeah, I saw that same thing, and I agree. And it's to me, I understand why the things happened with Hinch. They happened with Cora. They happened with Lunau because it was a blueprint put out by the commissioner. Those things had to happen. This, with the Mets, it doesn't have to happen. And anybody who says that it absolutely has to, I think, is dead wrong. And we, for whatever reason, it's this recency bias or whatever it is that we do. It's this obsessive thing that a sports viewing public or even a news consuming public does, where you sink your teeth into something and it has to be the biggest thing that we've ever seen. The hyperbole is through the roof. Scandal like we've never seen before. The worst thing we've seen since the 1990.
No,
the throwing of the World Series. Oh, steroids, take a back seat to this.
No.
Stop. Just stop for a second and look at the facts and really digest what's going on here. And I really hope that Brody Van Wagenen, Jeff Wilpon, Fred Wilpon, Saul Katz, whoever's involved in this particular situation, does not get caught up in the pitchfork, torch, screaming, who's the next guy to take down mentality. Because that to me is just the worst. The worst. And there is no precedent for this. Rob Manfred didn't say in September of 17, if players get caught and then they get managers' jobs, they should be fired by their clubs. What he said was, if you get caught electronically sign stealing, the general manager and the manager will have to deal with it. And it happened in Houston. It happened in Boston. The Mets, during that time, were doing nothing as far as we know. And if they were doing something, then let me hear about it. But as far as I know, they weren't involved. They just hired one of the players that was involved. And by the, there's two of them on this team right now.
Yep.
There's two of them. So all you tough guys that want Carlos Beltran fired because he's the manager, okay, the players in a player-driven thing, then get him out of baseball too if, while you're at it.
Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it really, the whole thing is just mind-numbing. It really is. And, there, you know, the baseball historian, the purist, all that stuff, okay, fine. You want to be upset, be upset. But to fire the guy, I'm not doing it. There's no way. I would stand in front of you. I'd answer the questions, and I'm with you. It goes away once the game starts. It just does. Once spring training starts. You know what you would have? And it's a shame because you got the Piazza thing today, and unfortunately, they're going to have to answer questions about it today since they didn't do it yesterday. But you'll have it today at some point. You'll have it when a clear decision is made. They'll probably answer questions about it. And let's say they keep them. And I don't know if they're going to, but let's say they keep them. And he talks about it now. He'll have to talk about it again, I'm sure, day one of spring training. But after that, I think it's over.
Yeah, I really That's strongly it. Believe that. I could be wrong. I mean, there was a time I thought that, you know, when Lonzo Ball got to the NBA, that LeVar Ball, his father, wouldn't talk that much.
Right.
That was a take that I had. And I was wrong about that. And then finally they shut him up.
When they did shut him up eventually.
The kids went to Lithuania or whatever it was. Like, there's some times that I diagnose these things and I'm wrong about them. But I think we've seen enough of these deals here where it's top of mind and we all think it's never going to stop. Find me the story that doesn't stop. The New England Patriots have been involved in a ton of these integrity issues. Is it the first thing that comes up when you talk about the New England Patriots?
No, I think Super Bowls.
They're involved in another one right now where they might get disciplined. But then if you say, what do you think about the Patriots right now? I'll tell you, well, what's happened with Belichick? What's happened with Brady? What's happened with Josh McDaniel? Those are the things I think about.
But you know what, to your point, though, if you go back to the if you go back to the Patriots stuff, the Spygate thing was a really long time, and it was every day. And you got it, and you understood it. The deflated footballs thing went on forever, which I didn't understand. Right. That one I don't get, but that one had a life of its own. This, to me, isn't even in the same stratosphere in terms of quote-unquote scandals and public outrage. I don't sense it. I really don't. I don't see it.
Well, I mean, when Tom Brady came back from that suspension or while that was going on, you know, people asked questions, but then it stopped.
Right.
And then when he came back from his suspension, they went on. They won the Super Bowl that year. I mean, was the first question after they won the Super Bowl, how were the footballs? Did we check the PSI?
I don't even think it
so
was
So if the Mets
up.
Go win the World Series with Carlos Beltran as the manager, does somebody really think it's going to be, did you sign steal?
No.
It's not going to
it
be.
It will be over sooner rather than later.
All right. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan CBS Sports Network. Jerry in for Boomer this morning. Internet superstar Chris Lopresti is going to join us in a couple of minutes. The man and his Twitter account and the video he shot from one of these disgusting newsroom chairs out there with his phone went viral. And it went over the 500,000 view mark.
We win.
Yesterday. That's right, Al. Take that.
You owe us breakfast.
Almost 700,000 views of the CeeLo video. We'll get the whole backstory to that coming up in a second.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.